Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. We have a fantastic guest today. It's the Akron Zip standout linebacker, first team All-Mac, Jatavis Brown. If you're not familiar with him, he's going to bring you the detail of what this kid, one of the most production young guys we're going to get on the show leading up to the 2016 NFL Draft. But with that said, Jatavis, we appreciate you stopping by. You're down there in Boca Raton. You're training. Talk a little bit about how that's going for you.
Oh, man, it's going great down here at Tony Villani's at XP. A phenomenal guy, great guy, knows what he's doing, knows what he's talking about. And I'm happy to be a part of his training program.
Excellent. And we were joking real quick before we went live. You know, you've been down there about a month, you said. Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more? Are you starting to see the definition? I'm sure you are, but are you taking them sneak peeks after seeing the transformation of the body?
Oh, yeah, man. I always catch myself looking in the mirror sometimes a little bit. But, yeah, it's amazing how my body has changed since I've been working with Tony. And I look forward to continuing to work with him.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I know we were doing some direct messaging back and forth. So you're about 227 right now?
Yep.
Yeah. And is that probably the heaviest you've been playing?
Yeah, it's about the heavy. I mean, I was at 228, 230 in the season at one point, but yeah.
Excellent stuff. Well, let's get to, I mean, you're a Florida native, and we know that's a powerhouse, a hotbed of top collegiate athletes. Kind of your talent speaks for itself, so that's where I kind of go with this. How did you kind of end up not playing somewhere in Florida and you find yourself up in Akron playing with the Zips?
And I don't know. High school, I was kind of underrated coming out of high school, which is, you know, I lived with it. But I was underrated. I didn't have much offers coming out of high school, and Akron was the best thing I had at the time. I love the coaching staff. I love the facilities. I just wanted to be a part of Akron, so I committed there and went there.
And then the rest is history. Once again, Jatavis Brown, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. We'll also post his bio at CollegeToPro.com. So, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, you've been playing football since you were a young guy?
Oh, yeah, man. I started playing football when I was about 6. My oldest brother signed me up because he got tired of me sitting around the house doing nothing. So he decided to sign me up for football one day. I've been playing ever since. I actually started playing running back. I was playing running back in Pee Wee football while I was playing linebacker.
Were you that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every game?
I don't know about 5 or 6, but I scored a couple touchdowns. We had plenty of talent on the team.
Excellent stuff. So I'm sure that, you know, playing running back and then you go to, you know, elementary school, junior high or whatnot, high school, you probably played both sides of the ball. How do you kind of define yourself as the linebacker that we see today? How do you kind of settle into that position?
Oh, man, I just, you know, I'm a running back on the defense. I consider myself running back on the defense. I love linebacker. I mean, I kind of, you know, I learned a lot from playing linebacker, and I really enjoy playing linebacker. Everything about playing linebacker, I love it.
Excellent. And you're one of those fun guys to watch on highlights, man. I mean, if you have the binoculars on you, you're just so active. You show up in so many phases. And this past year, I mean, you were just phenomenal. I mean, just everywhere on the field. Kind of let's get into the nooks and crannies of what makes you special. I mean, if you're in the film room right now, you're sitting down with these scouts. In your own words, what are they going to love about you that you bring to the game?
My effort. And my passion and my will to get to the ball each and every play.
And you do it so well. I mean, is that game film study? Is that just a God-given ability to read and react instinctively? Because
that's kind of both. But I, you know, I love watching film. That's part of who I am. You know, I like to get a step ahead of my opponents by watching film. So when I come game day, is, you know, I've seen this before. I know what they're trying to do to me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jatavis Brown, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Anything go unnoticed about your game that's a big positive? I mean, sometimes it's the defense you run. For you, I don't know what could go unnoticed or maybe what you could be harped on, but if there is anything, man, what is it?
I'll say, you know, I don't know. I pretty much try to do everything. My coaches, you know, put a lot on me, which I enjoy. You know, I have no problem with doing so. I pretty much did everything from rush, coverage. Now, I'll say my use of my hands. Most people think I tend to get stuck on blocks, but I use my hands pretty well to not get caught on blocks.
Yeah, the highlights I watched, you were very clear on. I thought you escaped real, real nice. You know, even I was trying to find some things. I mean, I'm sure there's things people may find, but I was having real trouble trying to find anything. Like, wow, well, you know, I'm like, wow, now he did this, he did that. So you said, and again, the rest is history. You were also invited out to Los Angeles. You were invited to play in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. And for the folks out there listening, that is one of the three major all-star games that seniors get invited to, and it's a priceless commodity to get that invitation. What was it like playing out there? And talk a little bit about what you got. You know, what did the scouts say they liked about you when you were out there? And besides that, you had a great performance there too.
Yeah, I mean, the whole experience was – I'm very thankful for that whole experience, to get that opportunity to play with guys with that amount of talent and to compete at a high level with those guys. I was blessed with that opportunity, and I really enjoyed that opportunity I had. I made the best of it, I believe. And I just, you know, it was a business. It was all a business for me when I went there, you know, just to prove what I can do and what I can show to teams and GMs and owners. And, I mean, most of the scouts, you know, I really talked to, they was like, it was a little iffy about my size, but, you know, I really didn't. There's nothing I can do about my size. God bless me with this size, so that's what I got to live with. But that was a big, I say, the big if with most scouts, but they pretty much like what they saw, hopefully.
Excellent. And are you hearing outside linebacker, inside? You hearing any safety? I mean, is there any talk of that?
Yeah, I heard outside linebacker, and I heard something about a little bit about safety. That's about it. And then inside linebacker.
You know, I kind of think, you know, the way you're so athletic, and I think about how, like, Deion Buchanan for Arizona, Mark Barron for St. Louis, even Landon Collins a little bit for the New York Giants. Safeties initially, but they move those guys to those roles at linebacker because of their size and speed. And I think, you know, I think,
right,
at least in my opinion, I think you translate to some of those things. Granted, you'd still be playing linebacker, but I think just the size detail is a benefit to you moving forward. This is a cliche question, but I have to ask it. I mean, out there at the next level, I mean, is there anybody that you kind of mirror yourself after, or anybody that we could compare you to?
You know, I try to be my own guy, but if I say one person that I really looked up to and liked the way they played was Levante David and Bowman, Navarro Bowman. Those guys are phenomenal athletes and phenomenal linebackers that plays with that will to get to the ball and always around the ball and always making plays. So I really, you know, like watching those guys.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jatavis Brown, the standout from Akron, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft as he prepares for that next level. I encourage you guys to check out this kid's highlights. Productive is all you know what. I mean, 100, over 100 tackles, 20 tackles for loss, 12 sacks. I mean, the kid is literally shows up in all phases and facets of the game for the Zips. He was first team All-MAC, and he kept building on that from his junior, sophomore, junior seasons. Obviously, the accolade of going out to the NFLPA game, another crowning achievement for today's guest, Jadavious Brown. For you, I mean, talk about these next few months. I mean, how long are you going to be training? I mean, you know, what are the goals? I know you want to get bigger, stronger, faster, but just kind of talk about, you know, the mindset from right now moving forward.
Oh, man, my mindset is all business, all focus. I will be training until my pro day, which is March 18th. So, I mean, I didn't get invited to the combine, so I'll be training to my pro day, and hopefully I can impress the scouts there.
Yeah, the pro day up at the field house. That's a good day. Lots of scouts, and I assume that'll probably be the same day as Kent State's pro day. They kind of like to, you know, make sure those are convenient. That way the scouts have a short drive from Kent State to usually to your guys's place. For you, how can I put this? Are there ups and down days? I mean, are there days where you think, man, I'm so close? Is it aggravating, exciting? I mean, you know, very few get to live the opportunity you're living, being so close to the NFL, having the opportunities that you have. Kind of just take us in your mindset of kind of how you wake up and grind through this all the time.
Oh, no, man. I love everything about this whole process. Man, I'm really enjoying myself. I don't really have a bad day because, you know, this is what I like to do. I love everything about football, the whole process, practicing, everything. So I'm really having a time of my life right now, and I really enjoy everything about it. So I really don't have an off day.
Awesome. That's a great answer. Any heartfelt responses or anything that a coach or maybe even a teammate has said to you, you know, a compliment to something you've maybe taken to heart that you kind of wake up and use as motivation?
Oh, man, a lot of my teammates, some of them say I was, like, the best player they ever played with as a player. And some of my coaches back at Akron really meant a lot to me. It was like they really liked the way I was a leader, and that if they ever get a head coaching job, that I would be a coach that they would consider hiring. So I really,
wow,
the way that really touched me, because the impact that I had on those coaches, for them to say that, it really meant a lot to me.
Excellent. That's excellent stuff. And I believe you've joined with Rosenhaus Sports?
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff. And they do a great job. I mean, talk about what it's like working with those guys and, you know, anyone out there that's going through this process maybe next year or even now. I mean, what are the benefits to you and what would be benefits to maybe some of the others next year when they're looking at this thing?
Oh, man, it's amazing working with Robert Bailey and Drew. Those guys are phenomenal. They take care of everything. They're taking care of me pretty good. I don't really have to worry about much. So, I mean, I'm really – they're making it real easy. This whole process is real easy on me, and I'm really enjoying – like I said, I'm really enjoying the whole thing because those guys are making it easy for me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Chetavis Brown here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple – lighthearted fun questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yep.
All right. Now you're down there training with Tony. What is one drill that you would like to put on Tony to make him suffer?
I'll say the bench press, the whole, you know, the bench press that we got going on. He can pretty much do all the drills that we do on the field. So that ain't no problem for him.
Excellent. That's always good when the guy teaching you can do it as well. Probably push some validation into the work. We'll kind of go a little another level here. If you had to earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you on the runway as a male model?
Oh, let's see. I'll probably be in you said the lead singer?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll probably be on the runway then. I can't be the lead singer.
And then the final question for you. Usually this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh, man, there's so much options out there, but I have to go with Beyonce.
Ha, I tell you what. She is making a humongous comeback. Rihanna took her down last year. We usually take all the names and we count them up prior to the draft. We announce the winner. But Beyonce is making a huge return in 2016. I don't know why, but I know why. But like I said, she was kind of quiet there, but, you know, returning strong
in
2016.
I was about to say Rihanna, but, you know, I would love to take Beyonce out on a date.
I get a lot of Lauren London. I get Megan Good. You know, name that we get, the new name, of all the new names, is I'm getting a lot of Ronda Rousey from guys. If that,
ooh,
you know. Yeah, so that's she's like the surprise. She's the new kid on the block, if you will. Well, hey, man,
right.
I can't compliment you enough. Being able to see you play, putting the binoculars on you up there at you know, up in Akron, like I said, you've had a phenomenal career. I know they're going to miss you. I know everyone's going to miss seeing number one flying, and I don't say that lightly, flying all over the field making plays. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Thank you. No problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Chetavis Brown. And folks, you know, he mentioned it even, you know, a little bit undersized, but when you watch his kid's production, I mean, it's just simply off the charts. I mean, he can read and react as quick as I've seen in a long, long time. If you want more of him, go to the C2P iTunes Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate our fantastic guest, Chetavis Brown, joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.